SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In Provo, Utah,
the 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration vows to appeal a federal judge's release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who had been living in Maryland. The White House says he's not only here illegally and should be deported, but has been involved in human trafficking and is a gang member, allegations that Abrego Garcia denies. Now, about the U.S. seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
Well, I won't broadcast any future actions from the administration, but I will just reiterate that the Trump administration is executing on the president's sanction policies and the sanction policies of the United States. And we're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil, the proceeds of which will fuel narco-terrorism of rogue and illegitimate regimes around the world.
No relief yet from devastating flooding in the Pacific Northwest. Grand jury has declined for a second time in a week to reindict New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 98 points, NASDAQ futures down 138. This is SRN News. Would you like to live in the past or the future?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 45% of American adults say, given the chance, they would cheerfully hop in a time machine and live the rest of their lives in the past. Most of those folks would be content to go back just 50 years. It's 1975. Only 14% of respondents say they'd like to live in the future. The numbers echo other polls that indicate a lot of people long for an America that was simpler, stronger, and more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay pride flag has been moved to a new location inside England's Tottenham Soccer Stadium for the Champions League match against Sparta Prague, following a request from the Czech team. The Progress Pride flag is constantly displayed in the northeast corner of Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, close to the area of the stands where visiting fans sit. For the match against the Czechs, the flag is in the southwest corner of the stadium. This is SRN News. President Trump could name a new Federal Reserve chair as soon as later this month.
The president said he'd be making a decision in the next week or two on who should replace Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
I'm looking for somebody that will be honest with interest rates.
Powell's term expires in May. On Wednesday, he criticized the Fed's quarter-point interest rate cut as too small, saying he would have preferred at least double. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Disney is investing $1 billion in OpenAI to bring characters like Mickey Mouse and Luke Skywalker to the AI company's Sora video tool. It's a three-year licensing deal and makes Disney the first major content partner for Sora. Fans can generate and share videos featuring over 200 Disney, Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars characters. More details at srnnews.com.